Don't panic. For the next hour, let Steve and Paul talk you down from that ledge, right here on RFI. They're the host who won't cop out when there's panic all about.
Get to the chopper!
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. My name is Steve Vinson. Sitting right over there is Paul Schultz.
Hey, everybody.
And very special guest this week, sitting right over there, is Superfan James.
What a top.
So, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm super excited that we have James with us tonight. Mainly because I'm really excited that we have somebody that knows more about the show than we do.
I'm a pawn, Tony.
This is true.
So I am a bachelor this week. My wife and both kids are out of town. The dog is at the kennel.
Did they know that? They're just like, fuck it, I'm not taking care of Poppy today. I'm taking her to the kennel.
They are aware.
Okay.
What they're not aware of yet is I forgot to feed one of the fish today.
Uh-oh.
I'm supposed to clean one of their tanks yesterday, which I haven't done yet. So I suppose I need to do that. I should probably do it tomorrow morning. If I do it tonight, I'll probably end up pouring tonic water in their tank or something.
Seven times.
Yeah, killing them is a shorter way of saying that. But I don't know. I was the reason I stayed back from all of the various trips around the world. One daughter's in France. The wife's up in Michigan with the other daughter.
Because you're a man in your 40s and you're damn tired. That's why.
I was leading up to that, but you got to it pretty quick there. For Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson. Hey, that reminds me. I forgot to say something.
What?
Don't you forget. Nothing you're about to hear is true. Let's let Paul finish his scotch and then we'll...
Oh, go. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. So, all right. You guys ready to start?
Yeah. Yep.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. Anyway, so what I was getting at is I was going to do a bunch of stuff around the house. Mm-hmm. And this morning I woke up bright and early at 10:35.
I wondered, because when you're like, I haven't even had my coffee yet either. I'm like, fuck, it's like almost noon.
Well, I had this thing last night that I've never had before, which is
peace and quiet.
I thought I would stay up watching movies and get drunk and like have fun doing that. Mm. It was like,
well, I can't say the nay no, my brother. What a top.
Every Friday. It's like, I'm trying to get drunk here. Well, the other nights I get drunk. I just am not trying to get drunk.
That's right. How did I get here?
Who am I? How did I get here? No, I was drinking beer, I made a steak I actually bought some tater tots. I went to the store and bought some frozen tater tots. I was like, my kids love tater tots, but
They're awesome.
But we don't just go buy them and make them. We go to the hippies, you know, we go to the farmer's market and buy,
where they potatoes, grow, organic, they grow organic potato tater tots,
organic like free range potatoes, and then we bring them home and cut them with a wooden knife, because you know metal, man,
yeah,
metal has chemicals and shit. They use chemicals to make metal, so we use wooden knives and we cut up those potatoes and we cook them in dandelion oil. And so that's the closest thing to a tater tot we have. So the family's out of town. I'm like, I don't have to be a complete hippie. I can go ahead and buy some frozen tater tots or Rita.
See, you don't eat tater tots. You eat namas tater tots.
Nice one.
I'm a pawn, Tony.
That's all, you know, or Rita. Whoever named Orida was really proud of themselves.
You know it.
Orida. So anyway, I bought me some tater tots and a steak and cut up a cucumber. I was full as fuck and was trying to drink beer. I couldn't get drunk. Next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. or so. I watched half of Master and Commander, or Commander and Master, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that Russell Crowe one was in that boat. And I watched 2/3 of Force Awakens. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. on the sofa. Anyway, so I'm sitting around having my coffee at 11:30. And, you know, that's my day.
I always keep whiskey on hand for steak night.
I thought about that. I had whiskey.
Beer's not going to work.
I had whiskey available, but I had already had enough beer that I knew if I switched to whiskey, I would just now be waking up.
Whiskey is like the Drano of alcohol when it comes to steak.
Yeah, you just fucking use that plunger a few times before you do the Drano. The Drano will kill your pipes. So you got to try to plunge that shit out. Maybe get a coat hanger or something. You know, try to quick. This is a very squeaky stool. Do you hear it?
Squeak.
Okay, good.
You should eat more broccoli.
This is the poop show tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
So here's what I'm thinking. It's too late to turn back now. We're this Zeppelin is going down. But what we should do the next time we have Superfan James on the show is he needs to put like a list of questions about previous shows when we were really drunk to see if we know the answers to them.
So. It's not too late.
That's true. The audience doesn't have to wait while he writes a list.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
I got nothing.
Where was I?
Squeaky stool.
Tater tot. That's right. That's what made me so fucking full that I couldn't drink enough beer to get drunk.
You see, tater tots are they're fuckers because you'll make the whole bag and eat the whole bag. You know, they're like frozen egg rolls. You will eat every one in the box. And tater tots are the same way. So.
Change the channel, Marge.
Those of you who don't know who James is, this may be your first episode. Well, we may be getting a lot of first timers because we recorded the last episode was the comedy sports episode. And a lot of comedy sports, friends of comedy sports may be tuning in. And we just want to apologize that we got your expectations up. And now we're laying this turd.
Discussing scalloped potatoes and tater tots.
Yeah. Last week we were doing fake radio and white people rapping. And now this week we're doing tater tots and scalloped goddamn potatoes.
Where my scalloped potatoes at?
Where my goddamn scalloped potatoes at? I actually used the... So what I was leading up to, which it doesn't seem like it would be very interesting now, but some tree people came to my house today, and they rang the doorbell. Yeah, and they wanted to cut down, you know, they wanted to prune some of my trees. I got a lot of trees. I live in the middle of the woods. And
yeah, you do. From the, yeah, judging by the pictures.
Yeah, I do. And he was showing me how he needs to spray the trees too, because they got all these different varmints that get into the under the bark, and they eat the wood and they kill the tree and shit. And I go, while we're standing there and he's showing me all this, I go, where are my goddamn woodpeckers at? Aren't they? I'm always hearing them. They need to get over here and eat these goddamn whatever the shit you just said was eating the tree.
No, that's the predator that you're hearing.
That Predator, man. That movie. I don't understand it. I don't understand invisibility, I think, is the thing. Because if you think about it, Wonder Woman, had this invisible plane, and it wasn't really invisible. Well, for two reasons. One is you can clearly see her sitting in what's probably an invisible pilot seat, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is you could see the outline of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that invisible? Predator was the same way. I mean, if you look, you can see like this thing moving. That's not invisible.
Well, I don't think the Predator was technically invisible so much as just some kind of camouflage, like alien camouflage.
Like a chameleon sort of thing?
Like, yes, yes. Which I think is what the one South American lady in the movie said, that he changes colors like the chameleon. So I'm guessing it's a chameleon power and not a invisible.
Why don't people talk more about how weird it is that the chameleon exists?
we have a topic. Let's do this.
Fucking chameleon can crawl onto a leaf and change colors. Like, how does it know what color that leaf is?
Got my dillies on a pepper tank.
So they get horny and...
Great. Now every time I see one or don't see one, I'm... You know what? When I don't see a chameleon, I'm going to automatically assume there's a horny chameleon nearby.
So what? How would that... How would changing to the color of whatever you're standing on help you with your mating?
I don't know, but I'm gonna give me a suit made out of like nicotine stained flannel pattern, and I'm gonna go hang out in the bars here in town and see if that works. So
that's what I was thinking. I was like, if humans had that, there would be like a yellowing sheet color.
I'll put like a dingy like Cubs banner on my jacket.
Hey now,
and you know.
Careful. All right.
So
I was asking that guy where my damn woodpeckers are, because we have a deal with the woodpeckers. We don't say anything about them messing up our trees as long as they eat the bugs that hurt the trees. So
right.
I sort of feel like they're going back on that deal a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. Ladies and gentlemen, Superfan James is trying to figure out why chameleons change colors to have sex. So
while we're...
After working with Steve for so long, I know the look. The down at my phone look.
Oh, man, ain't nothing going on there, you know. Me and Shatter Ty, we just tilling the say.
So how weird is that they exist?
It's even more weird now that we know why they do it versus just hiding.
Dude, humans didn't think of camouflage until like World War I, right?
Right. Well, they didn't really have a need to until the machine gun was invented.
We've all met people who were alive when humans invented camouflage. There's a fucking lizard that's had it for eons, which is several millennia.
Right, so the lizard is like watching this army guy come crawling up, you know, belly crawling up in camouflage, and he looks at him and goes, "Hipster," and changes colors and like walks away.
So, for those of you who don't know, James, I started to say this, and then somehow we got talking about chameleons. James is a good friend of ours, good friend of the show. Paul and he know each other somehow. We'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to that in a minute. I know. I just
wanted to say that James became Superfan James for a couple of reasons. One is he discovered the show and he started listening to the archives and started relating things to us that he thought was funny, and neither one of us remembered ever having said it. And so that reminded me of one of my, one of the comedians I really like is Adam Carolla, and he has a podcast, and they have somebody known as Superfan Giovanni. And,
right.
And so I thought, wow, James is like our Superfan Giovanni, only his name is James. So
we're like the Coming to America, you know, you know, what's it? Adam Carolla has Superfan Giovanni. We have the Superfan James, the Big Mac, Big Mick. Was that Coming to America?
Cricket.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
Yeah, yeah. They work at the fast food joint, and it's called like Big Mix.
I want the knife.
That's the golden child.
Oh, sorry.
Not to be confused with the golden arches.
So welcome, James. Welcome to the show. I think it's
Have you guys actually met? I mean,
we've chatted on Facebook, but that's about it.
See, my Damien, Pootie Tang don't water tie to the shame account. Because that's the came a leap of shy.
No.
No.
I have never helped Paul move.
Never.
You know why? Because he's never helped me move. That's there you go.
That's true. Well, I have this theory. It's not really so much a theory as something that I've experienced, but everybody that I help move turns into an asshole. So I was worried that if I ever helped you move, you'd turn into an asshole. So it's true. I mean,
nice. It's a thing. Nice one. Nice one, man. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I can't really help you move when you're like, 100 miles that way to 100 miles that way. It's like, I can't really take, Plus, you get movers and shit.
So, anything else? Any other explanations as to why you never helped me move?
Super fan James indicts our first fight.
I'm allergic to cardboard.
That's right.
That's why I always use plastic boxes when I move.
I'm allergic to moving.
All right, go on, James. Did you help Paul move?
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
At least once.
Did he turn into an asshole after you helped him move?
What a tie.
I've always been an asshole. It just gets better.
He went from... So, no, we haven't met, as it turns out. Although you do look like another James that I know. James Peniston. Yeah, similar facial hair and glasses. And so James is on the show tonight because why not? It's a real honor. It's a like really, really big honor for him to have the opportunity to be on our show. And so I just want to acknowledge what a privilege it is for him.
What kills me is he's listened to all the shows and he keeps on listening. Those first like dozen shows were pretty raw. So,
a lot of rape talk.
Okay, how far in are we?
So, tell me, guys.
All right, we got to pick that shit up.
How do you guys know each other?
Yeah, Pootie got a flitty tie, Biggie Shorty. That's a fine time, baby. That Dairy Terry was all a diney, huh? Oh, Trucky. You my main Damien, man.
Yeah, my ex-wife and him are related, yeah. By like fifth cousins. Everybody in LaPorte is related.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
That's right. That sounds accurate. And then he started playing D&D with us, and then he helped me numerous times with my various technical difficulties on my computers. So... Then
were you
he
a
moved.
Computer guy?
Yeah, he was my computer guy, and then he moved.
Is that Everclear you're drinking? All I see is clear. Oh, okay. He's just taking
He's hard. He's hard as fuck. He's like
taking a head off of Everclear. Like, damn. we gotta step up our game.
What a tie!
When our fans are drinking harder than we are. A friend of mine who was in a band said that. It's very important to be just a little bit less drunk than your fans. So,
our fans are hardcore alcoholics.
So, James, how did you hear about the show?
That Cuddy style beat was bullshit. All right, I was just down there, tying in a cloud.
I thought you just recently started listening.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
Oh. All right, James and I are going to talk about hardcore history for the rest of the show. Paul, you can sit back and do whatever.
Don't tell me to do that.
Do whatever.
If I'd have known it was going to be this kind of podcast.
So I think I've listened to most of the hardcore history stuff. I've done, of
course, I knew the name Herodotus only because of Dan Carlin. And so I've done the King of Kings. I've done the, I did the World War One. I did the, decline in the death throes of the Republic with the Romans and all that. It's just, I love his voice. He could just sit there and read, I don't want to say the phone book because everybody says that. And that's so 1993 to say he could read the phone book. I would listen to him read Twilight.
Or how, 50 Shades of Grey.
I would listen to him read 50 Shades of Grey. I'd listen to him read The Hunger Games. That's how dedicated I am. You know, speaking of The Hunger Games. Did you guys see those movies? The Hunger Games movies?
Seven Sound.
How many of them are there?
Four.
I've seen two, I think.
Which two?
Well, the first two.
You say that as if I should have known.
No, I realized. Two. No, I meant that.
What am I, psychic?
I saw.
You could have watched the last two, for all I know.
One and four.
That's funny. So I watched the first two, and then I watched the third, which was part one of two, and I was so displeased with that one that I have not watched the part two of two, the fourth one, because it had similar reviews. So I figured, well, maybe this one will be better than the last one. And I read the reviews, and they liked it for the same reasons that they liked the one that I didn't really like. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to waste my time on this. And, when you're sitting around trying to get drunk and you want to watch a movie before you fall asleep, you don't want to pick wrong. I mean, it's a high-stakes game.
Dude, I will spend like 45 minutes on Hulu. Like, go, no, that one sounds dumb. No, oh, this one sounds cool. Nah, I bet it's dumb. And then I get like really, then I go, just fucking pick something. Go to comedy and pick something. It doesn't matter. And then I start going through that, and I'm like, I'm fucking high maintenance when it comes to entertainment. It's like
I finally got to that point a couple nights ago where I was like, well, I'll just pick something. Netflix says I'll like it.
Yeah,
maybe I'll like it. It was Sin City, and I got through. And I don't know, maybe you guys love Sin City, but I got through like 35 minutes of it, and I was like, this is why I take forever to pick a movie. This is not working for me.
Yeah, it was all right.
And then there are movies that you have to rent. And I'm like, before I lay down $3 for a movie, that's why right. We used to go to Blockbuster and spend, like, James Blockbuster was the store that you had to go to get.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows Family Video.
Sort of like Family Video. Before Family Video, there was a store called Blockbuster that has gone out of business. And you had to go there and look around for a movie, and then you would take this box up to the cash register. Sort of like if you buy something at Target or Walmart, only you didn't buy it. You would pay them money so that you could have it for a few days. You'd take that box home, and you would put it in this machine, and it would play the movie, and then you had to take the box back to the store within a certain amount of time. Which never happened, and they made most of their money off of what they call late fees, which is sort of like if you have a library book that's out too long and you get charged. So libraries are these places where people used to go, and there were these things called books. Which is not like an e-book. It's like an e-book, only without the E. It was like on physical paper. And you would take that home. And I know you're thinking, like, why would you do that? It sounds like a lot of trouble. Well, it's because you couldn't get it on the internet. They hadn't thought of that yet. Like, I don't know why. I mean, it's the internet. You just, like, download it or something. But I don't know. Well, Jeff Bezos hadn't been invented yet. I don't know.
A lot of sci-fi writers had invented the internet. It's just that people hadn't caught on until what? Al Gore came along and invented it, wasn't that?
Well, he invented global warming, right after he invented the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got to have to go with the bad.
True. Very true. Speaking of movies, I was noticing how I was watching. Hello?
Really? Hold on.
Pause. Like
who doesn't know that I'm on Skype?
Used to spend hours just walking around that place, like looking at the covers, trying to like, what should we rent? And it was such a commitment, right? Because you're like, we're going to get two and we're going to have movie night, right? If we don't get through both of them tonight, we can always watch the other one tomorrow night. But we have to get something we like, because otherwise we're sitting there watching reruns of Friends or something, you know, because
anything but that.
Yeah, because this is the movie we're watching tonight. We'd spend like an hour in there trying to figure out what to get. We'd finally go, oh, let's get this. Oh, it's out. They don't have any left.
Did you ever notice how after a while you started like meet people there and that you never saw anywhere but there, and you'd like talk with them for a little while, and then
that only ever happened to me back in the porn room. Like when you go, room of shame.
And that, and that was Carl.
Yeah, that was Carl. That's how I met Carl.
That's how everybody met Carl. Did I ever tell you the story? There used to be, over in South Bend, there used to be this place called, like Frank's Newsstand. And, I used to go there back in the 90s, and it was this weird place. They had everything. They had like all this cool vintage old shit, and they had like a porn room, and you could buy posters and books and things to hang on your wall, all kinds of stuff. And then, like I said, there was like this old ass porn room where like they had
a whole room just for old ass.
Well, some of it was pretty old ass, because like, you know, the girls would have like, you know, a bush down there, like, you know, a fucking, you know,
looked like they had Don King and a leg lock,
or a head of bad broccoli. Well, anyway, we stopped going there back in like the mid 90s, and then back about 10 years ago when I was still married, we had to go to South Bend for my ex and I for this surgery or whatever. And for the fun of it, I'm like, wait, Frank's is right around the corner, let's go there. And I'm like, all right, well, we went there, and the old dude looking like Gandalf, he's sitting behind it was Frank. He's sitting behind the
You shall not, Jack.
That's right. He's sitting behind the counter, and we're talking, and he's like, didn't you used to come in here with a big guy who bought a lot of porn? I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like, how do you remember that shit?
So yeah, that was something else. I'm like,
where God, everybody that, knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. Frank.
Go ahead, finish that line, you, I dare you.
You'd walk in and they'd go, Paul! Hey! Carl probably kept them afloat during the recession of 87.
I'm sure, you know, he did.
I mean, that's our... Porn is pretty recession-proof, you know?
Yeah.
It's not disruption-proof. When the internet was invented, all of those porn video stores needed to switch over to internet.
Well, you know what cracks me up about that is, like, you know, when you're watching porn, you know, off the internet, and you're, like, getting into it and shit, and then it stalls, and you're stuck with, like, a frozen image for a while, you get really pissed off. But, like, 20 years ago, you didn't care because there were static images all the time anyway. But suddenly, because it moves, once it stops, you get pissed off about it.
normally if it's just the dude's hairy ass that I'm looking at, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Especially if I was
right,
like,
right.
Yeah, if I was really getting into it, it's like, oh yeah, this'll work. This'll work. Ugh. Fuck. Damn it. Kids, get off the Wi-Fi. Kids. Come on. We're watching a video. I don't care.
Well, so Dad's, is Dad.
Dad's trying to take a dump. Anyway, so we've been at this for about a half an hour, and we've yet to lay down any decent entertaining track. So let's take a break, and let's call this 30-minute warm-up. And when we come back, we will talk about something interesting that you're going to want to hear. Don't click.
Speaking of the 30-minute warm-up, remember the 20-minute workout?
Yeah, that was porn for us.
we'll give James another hit. He can wiki it while we're on break.
It was like on TV or 20-minute workout. or the fucking underwear section of the Sears catalog. Kids these days don't know how good they have it.
The struggle was real.
It's the Wonder Jelly, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly.
It's a Wonder Jelly. As a lip shiner, leather refiner, in a first aid kit, it conditions the mitt. It's a Wonder Jelly. Like a dry skin cream, a foot softening dream. Takes out squeaks,
waterproofs little cheeks.
It's a Wonder Jelly.
As a makeup remover, a chapped hand soother, it's 100% pure.
Vaseline Petroleum Jelly.
The Wonder Jelly. Let it work wonders for you.
If the day's events have you in an uproar, don't panic. It's Steve and Paul to the rescue.
We'll be right back.
Steve, I was thinking, I mean, anytime he wants to just join in for a threesome, you know, it ain't gay if it's a three-way, so.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
I think if all three people are men, I think it is gay.
Well,
honestly,
I'm
not saying that's bad. I'm just saying from a definition standpoint.
Fine, bro. Just pop that bubble.
Now, if there were a woman involved, it would be a foursome, and that wouldn't be gay. Yeah. Well, yeah. James, just so you know, Paul and I have never been involved in any three ways, two ways, four ways. There is not a sexual relationship. There is not.
There's a bromance though, but it hasn't reached the next level yet.
I have a long tongue and I can breathe through my ears.
I've learned to breathe through my Welcome back to the Don't Panic Radio Show.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
So, if it's possessive, you do the apostrophe after the S. How do you do plural?
What a tie.
Did I ever tell you about the apostrophe situation with my daughter's fourth grade teacher?
No.
As a, by your blank expression, I'll assume no.
Even if you had, I'm sure I would not remember the apostrophe situation with your daughter's 40. Hey, did I ever tell you how my daughter's
It's like the Pulp Fiction. It's like, I don't have a wife coming home with no apostrophe situation. We're like drawing apostrophes on the wall.
Did I ever tell you about that A my daughter got on that one spelling test that one day?
Well, no. I mean, it was funny because, you know, Arlo's last, the last letter in Arlo's name is X. Well, I went in for parent-teacher conference, and, you know, her teacher was hot. So, of course, I'm a pig and wanted to see where I could go with this.
You wanted to...
Yeah, pretty much.
Right there on her teacher desk?
On her tiny little desk.
in that tiny chair?
In that tiny chair. Nothing weird about this. Well,
your knees are up next to your ears.
You gotta go get like it's like, hang on a second, and you go get like the alphabet pad for your knees because they're tired. You're like, all right, hang on. Anyway, so I asked her. She goes, she gets through the whole spiel, and you know, because they do that.
She's like, wait, hold on, no, that's glue. The lotion is over there.
Well, you know, I figured it was paste, so I figured it was coconut oil. But that ended terribly. But anyway, she goes, "Do you have any questions?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "If you take my daughter's name and I want to say it's Arlo's shoes, is it apostrophe S or is it apostrophe? Because it ends at X." And she looked at me like I got like the slow blink. Because that wasn't the kind of question they expect. They expect, like, you know, do you think my daughter is the greatest child in the world? And she goes, okay, she's a teacher. And she goes, I don't know. I'm like, well, isn't that your job?
Did you go, you're so pretty?
I was just like, And actually, that was back because James and I worked together for a little while. Huh? And I was like, that makes sense. We worked together for a while, and I remember I was talking to our boss, or she thought she was our boss, but ain't nobody controls me. So
you ain't the boss of me. Well,
dude, actually, I am. James can contest. We drove her nuts.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother.
Until she fired you. Yeah, that's because I quit, but sorry.
You can't quit me. I fired myself.
But no, because I had asked her, like, I used to love embarrassing her because she was so squeamish. But yeah, that was about the same time that Arlo had that teacher, because I was talking to her about the teacher. So that's funny. But yeah, that more of our history. We used to work together for a little while.
Wish we could turn back time, back to the good old days. Back when more moms would sing us all to sleep, but now we're stressed out. 21 Pilots. I totally,
that is a big
100%
plane.
Hate that song.
Oh, that is a big plane. I've never even heard that song. Do they vape?
It's awful. Probably. Oh, by the way, mister,
I know where this is going.
About vaping.
Yeah.
You know who you are talking about. Our station manager vapes.
Well, until he sends me a cease and desist order.
And a Trilby. He vapes and he wears a Trilby.
He vapes, wears a Trilby, but he reads comics, not graphic novels. So
he vaped.
He's okay.
And wore Trilbies before any of that was cool.
He probably vapes through his Trilby.
While reading his graphic novels.
We still need to get Trilby on the show.
It's true. It's true. Okay. Welcome back to the Don't Panic radio show. Have we come back yet?
No. Okay, we're back.
All right. We're back. Welcome back. And we love music and we love movies. And we love music in movies, like movies that produce good music. And we like music that inspired good movies. And I think there's no question. The greatest song that ever came out of a movie in the last several decades was probably from Cat People, Putting Out Fire by David Bowie. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I thought you were going with Hallelujah from Watchmen, but we'll go with David Bowie's Cat
People. I don't think I've seen that movie. What's that about?
No, you saw it.
I did?
The big blue guy.
Oh, yeah. That was the big blue guy. That blue yeah. Penis. He had a blue penis. No, I don't. It's not ringing a bell. Was Captain America in that one?
is this where we're going with this? Let's get back to the script. What? You were saying.
So aside from Putting Out Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Gasoline. Aside from that song,
mm-hmm.
What is the best song, in your opinion, Paul,
mm-hmm.
to have ever come out of a movie? Like, and I don't mean like they use the song in the movie, like how, yeah, I saw Watchmen. I know the blue guy. I remember the, yes,
mm-hmm.
I was pretending not to remember that.
I know. Cause we had a whole conversation once. But yeah. You may have been drunk.
So, but that song was not written for that movie, right? No,
that song was written for that movie.
All right, moving on. Let's agree to disagree. Okay. All right, moving on. Yeah, but still.
yeah, my favorite. Yeah, but still.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
best song to come out of a movie that was actually written for the movie.
You took Cat People. the best song that to come out of a movie that was written for the movie.
Right. I mean, you could always do the and I think it's kind of funny. I think it's kind of sad.
Oh, that's
the
true.
The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I ever had. But I don't think that was written for Donnie Darko. I think a great song to put in a movie.
It was covered for Donnie Darko. Originally, I think it was Tears for Fears did it. And then somebody else, which, by the way, was like a gay-ass version of that song. And then...
A gay-ass version.
Yeah. It was horrible.
And I think it's kind of funny. I think I'm kind of funny.
You're being kind of stereotypically gay there. I mean, there are gay people.
Oh, you cut out the part when I was talking last week's show with the comedy sports people when I said, who's going to beatbox? And the black dude says, I will. Yeah. I turn to him and I'm like, really? You're going to play into the stereotype there?
Yeah, that didn't, really? Make, that didn't make the cut.
Then he looks at me and he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, what do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
It's like, I think I was reverse racist there, wasn't I? He's like, yeah, I think you kind of were. It's like, huh. Okay. All right. Well, you're the black guy beatboxing. I mean, hey, I didn't ask you to beatbox. You volunteered
That's right.
A room full of white people. So, I mean, who's the racist?
We didn't all turn to you and go.
All right. So it's gay version of that song.
Yeah.
Tears for Fears.
I feel bad. I feel bad having said that now. I want to scratch that from the record.
So, James, what do you think? Best song to come out of a movie?
Yeah. It's called Sign Your Pity on the Runny Kind.
You're right.
Well, this was a pretty good topic, wasn't it?
Actually, I thought of one, but I'm going to let him finish.
Well, I can't say the name, no, my brother.
All right. Best movie based on music. Didn't they make a movie about that song, Billy Joe McAllister burning down the Tallahassee Bridge?
Yes, they did.
And Convoy. The movie
that,
Convoy.
Okay, now you hit it right there. Dude, we talked earlier before the show. The greatest movie in American history, American cinema history, is Convoy. And here is why. Here is why. James, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I think it's on Netflix. Convoy.
Good business, here's a rubber duck. Okay. We ain't going to pay no toll.
No, this is our closing out
show. Convoy.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, like 1976 or whatever, they make this horrible, shitty, terrible novelty song about the CB radio craze. All right? Somewhere in
Big
Hollywood.
Big business here, rubber duck. You got your ears on?
Right. Somewhere in Hollywood, a producer goes, there's money to be made here. Let's make a shitty movie about a shitty song. All right? So, what do? They get the greatest director in American film history to make a movie about a shitty novelty song. And
are you talking about Sergio Leone?
He's Italian.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
No. They got
Go on.
They got Sam Peckinpah to make a movie about a shitty novelty song about the CB radio craze. And what does he do? He turns it into like this socially conscious awareness movie about the man. He fucking just, he made this masterpiece that everybody thought was a joke. It is the greatest movie. Fuck Citizen Kane. It's the greatest movie in American cinema history. Fuck. Anything Gene Hackman's been in. Fuck all that.
Hoosiers?
Yes. Well, maybe not Hoosiers. fuck everything else but Hoosiers. The Gene Hackman's been in. Convoy, that is the shit right there. That is the greatest movie in American history.
Well, I think the bus has officially run off the rails and the wheels have fallen off the train. So we might as well wrap it up. James, any last words?
Well, I can't say the name, no, my brother.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
For superfan James Beck Jr. and Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson. This has been the Don't Panic Radio Show, where nothing you hear is ever true. Do It Indie Radio Hour is next. Do not click.
What a top.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
The was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Turn that shit off, man! What's wrong with you, man? Get the other record. Damn.
I am the law. Don't you understand? I represent the law.
Well, piss on you and piss on your law.
What a time.